In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Herzlich willkommen, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome to the second part of the German by Radio course, Deutsch, warum nicht? Today you can hear lesson one. Who are you? Wer bist du? To begin with, we're going to repeat a technique that we explained in the first series, which will help you to understand German more easily. Then we'll introduce the main characters in this course. They're introduced in the form of a quiz, so if you want to join in, you'll need a pencil and paper. The rest we'll explain as we go along. So let's begin with the first scene. Listen and try to work out what's going on.
Einmal eine Vorlage geben, dann abgespielt zu Breme. Breme, was macht denn? Tor! Tor! 2:0 durch Breme! Tor! Weltein-Tor! Ein italienisches Tor!
As you probably guessed, that was a report on a football match. Throughout this course, it's important to try to get the gist of what's going on, even if you don't understand every single word. As you're listening, try to imagine the situation. And try also to listen out for words that you recognize from English or from another language. Listen to the next scene. What's the woman looking for?
Entschuldigen Sie bitte, wo ist das Avanti-Theater?
Das Avanti-Theater?
Hm?
Das Avanti-Theater? Nein, das weiß ich nicht.
The woman is looking for a theater. Theater. She's looking for the Avanti-Theater. But unfortunately, the man doesn't know where it is either. And now we come to the main characters in the language course. That strange voice is the voice of X. She's an imaginary figure, and she's also invisible. She's called X, in Latin that means out of, because she jumped out of a book, the Heinzel mention of Cologne, that Andreas was reading. When Andreas asked her who she was, she replied, I'm me. Listen to the next scene.
Wer bist du?
Ich bin...
Wer bist du?
Ich bin ich.
In that scene you heard the main character in this language course, Andreas Schäfer, and X accompanies him from now on, whether he likes it or not, and no matter where he goes. This causes a lot of confusion, as X is invisible. And now we come to our quiz. You'll hear some dialogues, and what you have to do is guess some words, and then write them down. Later, we'll ask you to take one letter from each of these words. If you get it right, these words will make up a word which is very important for this language course. So, off we go. In the first scene, you discover that Andreas is studying journalism. Listen carefully. What is the polite form of address that the older man uses to address Andreas? When you've got the word, write it down.
Sagen Sie mal... Was machen Sie?
Studieren.
Was studieren Sie?
Journalistik.
Andreas is a student, but he also does a part-time job to earn some money. Listen to the next scene. What job does Andreas do? Once you've got the answer, write it down.
Sie sind neu hier, oder? Ich glaube, Sie sind der Portier.
Stimmt. Und ich bin Student.
Was denn? Student oder Portier?
Student und Portier.
Thank you. Andreas works at the Hotel Europa in Aachen. You also heard the voice of Hannah, who works at the hotel too. She's the chambermaid. In the last scene, Andreas and Hannah met each other for the first time. Hannah doesn't yet know that Andreas is also a student. Listen to their conversation once again and write down the question word that Hannah uses.
Und ich bin Student.
Was denn? Student oder Portier?
Now you've been introduced to Andreas and Hannah. And you also know that the language course takes place in the Hotel Europa. Frau Berger is the hotel manageress. She's rather surprised that she can hear a strange voice whenever Andreas is around. Of course, it's X's voice. In the following scene from part one of the series, Frau Berger and Andreas are sitting in a restaurant. Frau Berger asks Andreas what his voice is going to have to drink. Listen again. What's the German word for voice? Once you know the answer, write it down.
Ich trinke ein Mineralwasser. Und Sie?
Ein Bier.
Und Ihre zweite Stimme?
Einen Orangensaft.
Ziemlich frech, Ihre zweite Stimme.
The next person you'll hear is a regular guest at the hotel, Dr. Thurmann. X sings a well-known song about the city where Dr. Thurmann comes from. Listen again. What is the name of the city? Once you've got the answer, write it down.
Berlin, wohnt in Berlin.
In the next scene, Dr. Thurmann is examining a patient. The young man complains that his legs are aching and heavy. Dr. Thurmann assures him that his bout of flu is not particularly serious. Both Dr. Thurmann and the patient use a little word for emphasis. Listen again. What is this word? Once you know it, write it down.
Aber meine Beine... Meine Beine sind so schwer.
Nun, Sie haben eine Grippe.
Ah.
Das ist nicht so schlimm.
Well, have you got all the words? Now we'll give you the answers and tell you which letters to underline in these words. The first word is the polite form of address, the formal way to say you, in German, Sie. Underline the first letter.
Sie. Was machen Sie?
Next, we asked you to write down what job Andreas does to earn some extra money. He works as a porter, in German, portier. Underline the second letter of this word.
Portier.
Ich glaube, Sie sind der Portier.
Next, the question word that Hannah used. The answer is what? Was? Underline the first letter of this word.
Was?
Was denn? Student oder Portier?
Next is the German word for voice. The answer is Stimme. This time, underline the third letter of this word.
Stimme.
Und Ihre zweite Stimme?
The name of the city where Dr. Thurmann lives is Berlin. In German, it's pronounced Berlin. Underline the second letter of this word.
Berlin.
Berlin, er wohnt in Berlin.
And finally, the little word used in German for emphasis is so. Underline both letters.
So.
Das ist nicht so schlimm.
And if you put all these letters together, they form the word sowieso.
Sowieso. Sowieso. Sowieso.
Sowieso means obviously or in any case. And sometimes it has the meaning why not. And as you'll discover later on, sowieso is a magic word. Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Auf Wiederhören.
Sowieso.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.